Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope you all are ready to get spooky tonight, because I have one that's titled In the Dark Forest. Wow. It's almost like it was meant to be tonight. Hello. I wasn't sure where to post this, but I frequently go on hikes in my area, which is in the Appalachia, not wanting to give more details at this time. A few days ago, my friends and I found a notebook lying in the middle of a big patch of dirt in the middle of the forest. Most of it was just unsettling drawings of some strange animals, or sometimes there would be writing, but none of us could decipher what it meant. Except for the last four pages of the notebook, which in fact was legibly written. Below is what was in those pages. Although I can't recall exactly when or how I got here, I know I have been here for a long time. Around me is a dense woodland forest, perhaps not thick enough for the canopy to cover the sky, but I'm not sure because the forest is blanketed by a gray fog. I don't know when the fog started, but I know it wasn't always here. There was a time where escape seemed feasible, but after the fog showed up, I'm not sure that was ever an option. I am almost certain that this is a nightmare, but there seems to be an ambient light penetrating through the fog. Perhaps it is the light of the full moon. I don't remember if it was night or day before the fog came. The light gives me enough vision to see at least 5 feet in front of me. My immediate surroundings include small boulders covered in moss, which themselves rest at the base of some of the trees. I frequently find fallen trees as I wander throughout the forest, which are in various states of decay. Some must have just fallen, while others have been sleeping on the forest floor for decades, perhaps. The forest floor itself is mostly free of foliage, unless you count the leaves which have forever departed the trees which grew them. I have been here for what seemed to be ages, yet the leaves do not seem to decay, even the ones closest to the forest floor. Occasionally, there was a large patch of ground where I could see just mud and maybe some twigs, no leaves in sight. These are my favorite resting spots, and I spend a lot of time at these patches before I continue through the forest. There is a place of respite for me, mainly because I don't have to worry about the bugs and snakes that are often taking residence within the leaves coating the ground. These blanket enclaves seem to wander through the rest of the forest. I quite like them, but deep down I know I cannot stay in them forever. I know I must escape eventually, and so I must keep going. Twice I have come across a path in the forest. I don't know if it was the same path both times. It's possible. I think it might be. The first time I saw it, the fog hadn't yet set in. I approached it cautiously. I stood back for a while and pondered its existence. A path means that someone else had been here before, but in my time in the forest, I have never seen another person. I sat on a rock near the path and waited, maybe to see if someone would come walking by me. I waited for a long time. My trajectory towards the path would be perpendicular, so there is a right and left direction of the path. The right side of the path led uphill. I remember seeing a bright light shining through one of the trees onto the path on the top of the hill. Maybe this was the sun. The left side of the path is what eventually made me decide to leave and continue without following the path. The left seemed to lead downhill. Yet inexplicably, I was not on top of a hill or a particularly inclined plane at all. As I said, the right side of the path led uphill, but the left side. After looking at it, I was disoriented. I tried to analyze it further. The path seemed to continue for a while down that way, and didn't curve or bend very much, so I could see a lot of the path from my point of view. The ground along the path that way started as a light brown dirt, and gradually became a rusty dark brown, almost red color. The left side of the path became increasingly dark further down the path because the forest surrounding it seemed to become more dense that way. Yet oddly, when I was not looking directly down the path, but perhaps a half degree to the left or right of the path. The forest was not all more dense than it was where I sat upon the rock. It seemed to me that the path itself distorted the nature of the forest. Because of these unsettling observations of the left side, I decided to leave the path behind altogether, even though the right side of the path may have led me to a better place. Despite the fact that the lather would take me to a higher elevation, which also seemed to have more light and more visibility by extension, I left it behind. Even if that part of the path granted me more clarity at the top of the hill, I was unsure what lay on the rest of the path beyond the hill. What I now regret is not walking uphill despite my fears. As I said, I left the path behind and continued to wander the forest, hoping for a more reassuring path to find me. Months passed, maybe years, in the time between seeing the first path and seeing the second, and again, I must stress that they may in fact be the same path, but I cannot be sure of this. Between these two encounters is when the fog started. That much I remember. When I came upon the second path, the circumstances were different. I had been in the forest for a long time at that point, and the fog surrounding me had made me wary, perhaps a bit paranoid. But like the first path, the second path led uphill in one direction, and downhill in another. The same strange properties encompassing the lather as before. This time, though, I didn't think too much about the downhill direction of the path, because I was desperate to escape the forest. Moreover, the light from the path uphill seemed to make the fog dissipate. I did not think much before stepping onto the path and walking uphill. I walked for a minute and the light became next door to blinding. I could hardly see much else other than the rough dirt below my feet. But I continued upward and my eyes began to adjust. I looked back for a moment, questioning my decision. A part of me missed the comfort of those warm, nearly blank enclaves of the forest floor. Even if this path led to a better place, I thought, I would miss the comfort of those patches amidst in the uncertainty of the forest. Around me, the forest was still thick, but well lit. For the first time in a long time, I saw warm colors around me, the dark brown of the tree trunks, the red and yellows of the fallen leaves. Before, everything was just a blue tint to it. I felt happy. I felt like this really was the way to escape. But this celebration was brief. As I looked up from the ground after admiring the colors in the leaves, I looked uphill to see where the path would take me. For a brief moment, there was something watching me from behind one of the trees uphill. Terror immediately set in. I had been in the forest for a long time. The only living things I coexisted with upon this point were snakes and bugs. Maybe I'd see a squirrel on occasion, but what just crossed my field of vision was none of these things. I thought I saw an antler before its head retrieved from behind a tree. I cannot explain it, but I know this thing was not a buck or a moose. I know this primarily because the tree it hid behind was too thin to completely conceal a creature of that size. I should have at least seen another part of it around the other side of the tree, but no. I simply saw something looking at me for a second, and then retreat upon noticing it had been spotted. Despite this, everything in my mind telling me to turn back, I continued forward. The need to escape the forest is too great. The tree was perhaps 50 feet uphill. I continued upward, wary of the thing that had been watching me. As I approached the top of the hill and got closer to the tree concealing my observer, at least, all logic demanded that the thing was behind the tree. Yet when I passed the tree, there was no creature in sight. In the background, there was a stream, almost concealed by some rocks, and I realized the fog had completely exited the forest. It was definitely daytime now, but the canopy above was quite dense, contrary to what I believed. I looked around. The path continued uphill. I realized at this point, after walking as far as I did, I should have been at the top of the hill based on my initial estimate when I arrived at the path, yet the top now seemed further away than it did before. I realized that the odd geometry of the downhill path also described the uphill path, but in a different way, perhaps. I cannot fully explain it. I continued to walk upwards, and the forest gradually became lighter and lighter. The canopy above became less dense as I continued upward. I started to remember things about my past that I'd be able to do again if I escaped. Dance with my fiancé, play tennis with my dad, talk about games with my brother, have a beer with friends from work. In the same way the light cleared the fog from the forest, so too did it seem to clear a fog in my head. I now know what I have if I escape, and my pace uphill increased because I wanted nothing more than to be home, wherever that was. Yet, I grew tired. I wanted to keep going, but the further I went, the longer the distance to the top seemed. I looked around off path. I saw a patch of forest floor that was just dirt and twigs, no leaves. One of my beloved enclaves that so often granted me warmth. It was brighter than the rest of the forest. Above it, the canopy was non-existent. The sun shone directly onto the patch of dirt. Maybe if I stood in it for a while and only looked up, it would almost be like I was out of the forest already. It was no more than 30 feet from my current position. I walked over to it and sat down. Then I lied down and started staring upwards. I watched the sky, blue as the sea, then watched a white cloud pass over, briefly blocking my view of the blue. And then I fell asleep, exhausted. And I dreamt vividly. I dreamt of everything I'd have once I escaped. I dreamt of the normalcy of real life again. I dreamt of the ocean, heard the waves crashing in, receding from the shore just as quickly as they arrived. I've dreamt of waking up next to my fiancé and then making breakfast for her on a Sunday morning. And I dreamt of my old friends and all the good times we had before. When I woke up, the forest was dark again. The fog was more dense than before. I panicked. I tried to remember where the path was. If I could find it again, all my dreams would be a few miles a walk away. I looked around, but I could barely see more than a few feet in front of me. Yet I could hear something on the leaves just outside my view. The force on the leaves was too heavy to be a small animal, and I knew that beyond my vision was my observer from before. I knew that I wasn't safe staring where I was, yet at the same time, I felt completely safe. I wanted to go back to sleep and dream some more. The rustling of the leaves became louder, almost angry. Maybe more than one thing was out here. Maybe lots of them. I didn't know what to do. Walking out into the leaf-covered forest floor seemed like a terrible idea, yet it was my only chance to get back to the path. But staying where I was, in that patch of dirt on the ground, maybe it seemed temporarily safe, but I'd never get out of the forest. But I was too afraid to leave. I didn't know what to do. I kept looking around, desperately trying to spot the light which had previously been coming from the top of the hill, but to no avail, and I just laid down on my back and cried as the things running around me began making terrifying vocalizations. Even though I couldn't see them, I closed my eyes, continuously sobbing and wiping the tears from my face. Hours or days passed, and I remained in the same state. Very gradually, the noises around me began to subside, and I started to get the courage to open my eyes once in a while. When I finally stood back up, I could barely hear the leaves rustling anymore. My face felt sore and my throat hurt from crying so much. But I told myself I could not stay here, and I just kept telling myself that. And I finally built up the courage to step out onto the leaves. The fog was still dense, but I could see a little more in front of me, and I couldn't hear that thing around me anymore. All I could hear was my own footsteps as I walked away from the accursed trap I once felt so comfortable in. Never again will I find comfort in those empty patches, for I know what awaits me if I do. Since this incident, I have continued walking, almost aimlessly, throughout the forest. I hope to one day find a path again, so that I may venture uphill, and when that time comes, I am not going to stop.